Hello, all you naughty boys and girls on Literotica. This is my first audio story submission, and I'm kind of nervous. Probably like most virgins. At least I'm an audio virgin. I've enjoyed listening to Literotica audio stories for many years, and recently I listened to one that really, really rocked my world. Wow, I felt like I was really there in the story. So I wrote to him, and he wrote back, and now we're friends. His member name is Some Aussie Guy. No spaces. And when you're all done here, if you just gotta have more, I do suggest you check him out. You can find him in my favorites. I bet he can rock your world too. So, this is for you, Robbie, for inspiring me. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope everyone who listens enjoys it. And if you leave me feedback with an email address, I will do my best and write you back. Because, as it turns out, that's a really nice way to make friends. So, lie back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy. I am a woman on her own for a few years now. I own my own cattle ranch. And it's a large spread. And a few weeks ago, I needed a new ranch hand. And I decided to hire a real greenhorn. Just to give a new guy a shot. He's pretty young, just barely an adult, really. But he promised me 110% if I would give him the chance to learn ranching. So, he moved into the bunkhouse and worked his tail off. That boy could work, too. When he first started, poor thing fall asleep in his dinner in the evenings because he was so tired. But he's gotten better. He's gotten tougher. So my gamble seems to have paid off, which is really good since I had other reasons for hiring him. Like I said, I've been a woman on my own for a while now, and he has these big brown eyes and a sexy smile and a body. Well, a body like you'd expect on a sexy cowboy type. Nothing but lean muscle. And I try to ignore all of that. I try really hard not to picture those lips. Those big, soft, beautiful lips on my lips. I try really hard to not think about that. But tonight, he is sitting in my living room. And he's drinking a cup of coffee with me. All the other hands went into town for the evening, but Robbie has decided to skip the weekly trip to the bar. So, since I didn't have anyone to eat dinner with, and he didn't have anyone to eat dinner with, it just made sense for him to have him come eat with me at my house. And we've been talking about everything. The ranch, the cattle, the weather, the upcoming auctions. Yeah, I really enjoyed having Robbie here tonight, keeping me company. And a couple of times, I believe I saw Robbie watching me. I think I have to be imagining it, but then I see him glance at me again, and it makes me wonder what it is I'm seeing in those big brown eyes. I get up and pour myself another cup of coffee, and out of nowhere, Robbie's in the kitchen with his empty cup. So I reach for the pot and fill his cup, too. And he's so close. I can smell the scent of his soap and his aftershave. And I look up at him, and he's holding his coffee and just looking at me. I mean, he's my employee, for crying out loud. But he's so close. And he smells so good, and he's looking at me. And before I change my mind, I stretch up and press my lips to his. Oh, his lips are just as warm and soft as they looked. And he doesn't back away. He looks really shocked, but he doesn't back away. I'm sorry, I tell him, because I'm really embarrassed. And then Robbie says, I'm not. Sorry, that is. In that deep, sexy voice of his. And then, yes, he blushes. Oh, I am so lost. I ask, are you sure? And he nods his head, and he's still looking into my eyes. So we set down our coffee. coffee cups on the counter. And I stretch up again and I kiss him. I feel him put his arms around me and he kisses me back deeply. And our tongues swirl together and dance. It's such a sweet, coffee-flavored kiss. And we stand there in the kitchen and kiss and kiss for such a long time. I break away from his lips and I kiss my way down his neck and I find his pulse and I feel it pounding against my lips. And he's excited. I can tell already. I go back up to his ear and I feel his hands grip against my shoulders as I softly suck on his earlobe. And my hands go to his shoulders and I feel the muscles along them, along his arms too. I press my body against his and, oh, I feel his cock hard behind his jeans. Oh, soon, baby. Really soon, we'll take care of that. And I take a step back and take his hand in mine. And I lead him to my bedroom. And as we step through the door, I've a feeling tense up a bit. I turn back to him and I kiss him again. And he runs his hands up my sides and back down again. I feel him brush my ass with one hand, but he quickly moves it away and puts it back on my back. I stop and I back up again, looking at him, and he's just got the strangest expression on his face. And I ask him, "Is everything okay?" And he nods his head, and then he whispers, "I've never been with a woman before." Well, there I am again, lost. This sweet boy, just barely an adult, has chosen me to be his first lover. And I'm happy and impressed and a little terrified. This gorgeous young man is a virgin, and I have got to do this right. So I take his hand, and I look up into those sexy brown eyes, and I tell him, "It's okay. You'll do fine." And then I put my lips back on his and kiss him again. And this time I feel his tongue come into my mouth first. And his arms are around me. I nip at his bottom lip with my teeth, just lightly, and I feel him slide his hand up my side and through my shirt. I feel him brush the back of his hand against my breast. Wants to touch me, and I want him to touch me. So I take my shirt off, and all I've got on is my bra, and I take his hand and I put it on my breast, and he touches me so lightly. I reach behind me and I unsnap my bra and I let it fall to the floor. Oh yeah. You feel how the nipple gets hard in your hand, baby? That's right. That's what it's supposed to do. That means that you're doing it right. taste my nipple. It's good. Oh. That's it. Suck it a little bit harder. Just a little bit. That's good. I feel him move over to my other breast, and he's so tender, and he's trying to be so careful with me. His touch feels so good. And then I reach forward and undo the buttons on his shirt. Get them all undone and push his shirt off of his shoulders. That is a nice chest. And I lean my head forward and I kiss his shoulders and his chest. And I flick his nipple with my tongue and I feel him jump a little, like I surprised him. It feels good for a guy, too. And take one hand, reach around behind him, and I grab that cute ass through his jeans, give it a little squeeze, and he does the same for me. I know you've been watching my ass, Robbie. I know you like that. So I move my hands around to the front of his waistband, to his belt buckle, and I undo the belt buckle, unsnap his jeans, and I unzip them, and I push them down to the floor, and he's standing there in nothing but his boxer shorts. And he's looking so nervous and so out of place. He doesn't know what to do next. So I raise back up, I stand back up and put my arms around his neck and kiss him again. And that seems to give him some confidence. And I feel him shift around so he can step out of his jeans. And then I feel his hand on the button of my jeans. And he fumbles around a little bit and manages to get mine unbuttoned and unzipped. And I help him push mine to the floor. Both standing there in our underwear, looking at each other, and he is so hard, he is straining against those boxer shorts that can't be comfortable. I should do something about that. So I hook my thumbs through the waistband of his boxers and slowly slide them down his legs. And then I stand back up and I take my panties off. And now we're both naked. And he's standing there and I can see how nervous he is. But he's so handsome. I have to stop. step forward and I have to kiss those lips again. And when I do, I feel his hard cock on my stomach. He is absolutely rigid. And I want more than anything to have that inside me. Oh, it has been far too long, and I am so needy. I reach one hand down in between us, and I wrap my fingers around his cock. I feel it jump against my hand. I've surprised him again. Jump against my lips. I use my tongue to lap up a little bit of pre-cum that's formed there. And he is so hard and so good. I take the head of his cock into my mouth and swirl my tongue around it, and he makes this sound from in his throat. It sounds so guttural and primitive and so fucking sexy. I'm turned on too, Robbie. Down further on his cock, taking more of him into my mouth until I feel him all the way in, and I rub the underside of his cock with my tongue. Touch me? I ask him. He nods his head yes. I stand up and I walk over to the bed. I lay down on my back. He comes to the bed and gets down on the bed with me and starts kissing me and sliding his hands up and down my body. Brushes my inner thigh with his fingers, and I feel him hesitate, so I reach my hand down and put my hand on top of his. I take his hand and I put it on my wet pussy. Oh, his hands are so warm. And he explores my pussy. He touches the lips and brushes up against my clit. And then slowly, I feel him put a finger inside me. Oh, yes. And he moves his finger in and out, slowly. That feels so good. It would feel even better if you used two fingers, baby, I tell him. So he puts his other finger inside me. And he's watching his hands on my pussy, memorizing all of the nuances of it. That feels so good. Oh, yes. So I take his hand, and I take his now very juicy fingers out of my pussy. And I put him on my clit. Oh, my clit is so hard. It aches. Do you think you could rub it for me? I ask him. Can you rub my clit, Robbie? Yeah, just like that. Oh. And he's so gentle. And so slow, he moves his fingers around me, around my clit. Oh, okay, Robbie. I tell him, it's very good. It's so good, in fact, that you're gonna make me come if you keep doing it. I'm so excited. I didn't realize I would get this close this quickly. I ask him if he wants to make me come and then finish differently. And I see him nod his head. Yes, he does. Oh, yes. Okay, Robbie, I tell him. What I need you to do is just rub my clit. Rub it soft like that, but don't stop. And I warn you, I can get a little loud when I have an orgasm. But don't worry. If I'm loud, that just... It just means you're doing it right. Okay, baby. Just rub my clit. That's it. Oh, yeah. Just rub it a little. I'm so close. Yeah. And I feel my legs start to shake. They start to quiver. And I'm so close. Oh, it's so close. I'm gonna come. Just rub it. Don't stop, please. I'm so close, Robbie. I'm so close. Just. Me if that was okay, and I tell him that was very, very okay, but there is that business about you still being a virgin, and while you've got me all wet and all hot, I want to feel you inside. So I tell him move in between my legs. And I wrap my legs around his waist. I reach a hand down in between us. And I grab his cock. And I guide the tip of it to the entrance to my pussy. And I look up at his eyes and I tell him, okay, this is it. Now it's your turn. And he slowly slides it in. Slides his cock inside me. And he is so nice and hard, thick, and it fills me up. Oh, yeah. And he starts to move, and he's going in and out. He's a little erratic at first. I can tell he's nervous. And then he starts finding a rhythm that he likes. And I help him by thrusting my hips up to him, meeting his cock with my pussy. And our bodies are so close. And I start to hear the sound of our bodies slapping together. It's a wet, really hot sound. And he's been so nervous and so sweet. And I know that this is his first time and he's not going to last a really long time. So I reach my hand down and I put it on my clit and I start rubbing my clit again. And I feel him building and getting closer. And I build myself up as fast as I can. Because this first time with him, his first time with anybody, I want to come with him. I want us to come at the same time. And I see him open his eyes really wide. And he looks at me. And I know he's starting. And I tell him, it's okay. It's all right, baby. I'm coming. I'm going to come too. Feel it. Oh my pussy, sweet, squeezing your cock. I feel you. I feel you coming inside me. Yeah, yeah. Come on, baby, please. Oh God. Oh yeah. My legs are still wrapped around your waist, Robbie. And I know he's shaking too. That was so good. You were amazing. And and look into his eyes, and I tell him, baby, you are a natural. everybody enjoyed that. I would really, really get a kick out of knowing that there were other people coming, listening to me come. I'm just really kind of tingling right now. That was amazing. So, in my story, I took Robbie's virginity, and I suppose now that I have finished recording my story, I have popped my own cherry. So, if you like what you heard, please leave me some feedback. I would love to write to some of you. I would love to write to all of you. And like I said, it's a really nice way to make friends. And I will do this again. I had so much fun. So if you have any ideas for me, what you would like to hear me do, I would love to do that. So I guess I am taking requests. So thank you for being such a good audience.